This is the BBC.
Even the smallest contributions will be gratefully received. Check should be made out to Mr. W. Greenslade in the plain wrappers.
Greenslade, take off those dark glasses and put that battery down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Seagoon. It's the recession, you know. It's not my fault.
I'll tell you what is your fault.
What's that, sir?
A big fat steaming belly of yours.
There is no steam in my belly, sir.
No steam in your belly? Unbutton your waistcoat.
Good heavens.
And sing this well-known phrase.
I'm a little daffodil. And it's pronounced...
Next. Read the Sanskrit writing written on this piece of song.
Well, it's awfully long. Could I have some music behind it, please?
Oh, my dear friend, where's the swamp you all have mine?
An excerpt from the Daily Press, dated the 4th of March. A statue of King James II is to be removed from Trafalgar Square to make way for a statue of Sir Walter Raleigh. The move was announced in the House of Commons by the Minister of Works. Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Goon Show.
Ruba, ruba, ruba.
The establishment of the drains in Hackney. And the 1% on the leather supports...
What about the drains?
1% on the leather supports for aged gentlemen.
Don't do it, you go outside.
Only he'd have said that sooner.
Disgusting.
Here's the mangled factory along the Volga with its heavy and so and we are in the river Rye the new.
Splendid maiden speech.
Thank you.
Are you questioning his sex, madam? Please, gentlemen, don't spawn the spluk. I have to clean up afterwards.
What?
Please remember where you are.
I'm afraid I can't.
This is the House of Commons.
Oh, dear, I'd better get out.
Why?
I'm only assistant draper in Kensington.
Oh, have you any oddments?
The wife?
Oh, dear.
Silence, please. Silence. Please, silence.
Please, I insist. I insist. I'm trying to get some sleep. S-L-E-E-P, pronounced...
Sleep.
Mjorn arn at a new. Connorl in quardle cockilar de fardanoo. Or-ar-ar. Dick said black, get pistol up for the area on the market black. Tick tock, toy, ticky, you are. Nitty knack, sark, not nightmare, steam, dung.
We should have been told sooner.
Don't worry, sir, you soon will be.
Get
top.
Pronounce. There seems to be some strong feeling about this. The house will divide. The eyes hang at the nose, don't the legs are unsupporting.
Hello, folks, hello. With the debates like this, England's future was safe. Even now, as I stand here, I see the Minister of Statues is getting out of his bath to speak.
Honourable members, after several years of careful planning, planning and planning, which includes the publication of 10 white papers, 2 brown papers, 3 puce and a leather volume on nothing, part 3. In view of this, I resign. Taxi, drive me to the House of Lords.
Gentlemen, grand news. The leather statue of James II is to be replaced with a compressed tobacco one of Walter Raleigh. Get that ginger group out of here.
As independent member for Tom Nurgle's hat, I must know what is the reason for a moving James II.
He's dead, sir.
I was referring to his statue, which is still alive.
Long live the statue of James II.
Gentlemen, please. We're getting away from the subject. Name me the statue of Walter Raleigh.
I don't see the point of putting a statue of Prince Monitor in Travis Curtis.
I keep telling you, madam, the statue is of Sir Walter Raleigh.
Subtleties will get you nowhere.
I never travel by subtleties. I wouldn't know where to get you.
I wouldn't know where.
Look, next week. Next week, for 1 week only, England's glorious hour will be the unveiling of a tobacco statue of Sir Walter Raleigh, cork-tipped.
Well, I should like to tell you, as leader for the opposition, I would like to do all in my brown power to have it removed, sir. I'd like to say that here now. Thanks.
What? I insist to be put back.
Are you trying to do me out of a job? What's the matter with you, leader?
The House will adjourn.
Oh, good deed. Come on, Mr.
And members are advised to do likewise. And through a wrench in the seat of his trousers, I see Max Conk Gildray attempting to escape into the foyer. And now, the great statue debate, part two. 1, 2, like that.
During the recess, I sat in my chamber fuming. One of the few luxuries I still allowed myself. Mr. Hart.
Yes, sir.
How dare they oppose the statue of Walter Raleigh? Or to put it another way, how dare they oppose the statue of Walter Raleigh? Now you can go.
Oh.
Now, being a member of the ginger group, I must take my pound of ginger.
Oh, was that you?
Yes.
Thank heavens, I thought it was me.
Oh. Please, your blood knock. Everyone stand for the anthem.
Thank you. Now, Neddy, just hold the other end of this military sock, would you? They do take some straightening out, don't they?
What's this arrow on the sole?
That's the direction they go. I trust them implicitly. They were in the mutiny, you know. Wait a moment. Wait a moment. These are my old photographs. Wait. There's somebody inside them. Hand me that tree. I've been sucked. Great leaping crabs. It's a... What is it?
You've struck the last of a long line of thin Moriartys. I challenge you to a duel. 10 paces and fire. Honor is satisfied.
And so am I.
Allow me to present my latest credentials.
They're a bit cratty, aren't they? However, I'll play them on this new hygienic gramophone.
Hello, hello. Moriarty record. Moriarty record. The owner of these credentials is the great French steamer Count Jim Tigernut. Moriarty, just an extraordinary and lady-in-waiting to my sir.
The voice came from a tall, handsome, nut-strewn man carrying a tin grudge and wheeling a tomcat.
And this is me off the record.
What? State your business.
I am, sir, Hercules Gridpipe, etc., etc., owner of the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, landlord! Well, I'm very pleased to meet you.
Good, good, good. Here's an eviction notice.
No, thanks. I'm trying to give them up.
I'm giving you 7 doors to get out. O-U-T, pronounced...
Meantime, back in the House of Commons.
Members of Parliament, we've been given notice to quit.
Quick, repeal the Rent Act.
Too late. Out you go. Oh.
Oh, they are with me tonight.
What a terrible sight to see. The Houses of Parliament without an MB. And oh, how they wander through the snowy night. It was enough to give of them a fright. And so they reached Hyde Park, where they were stopped to buy a copper's knock.
And... Mary, what, members?
Yes, I think the speech...
Come on now, come along, move along there, mate. No keeping in the park alone.
What? I say, all right, lad, all right, settle down, I'll speak to him. Now, Constable, how dare you...
Got him right on his old conservative nut. Now, move along there. No singing aloud, I tell you. All right, I'll have to take your names. Now, where's my airy notebook here? Here it is, under this guardsman. Now, then, names.
Sir Harold McSeagle, MP.
Ain't you got a full-time job, then? Oh, bloody that now. Hey? Ha, ha, ha. There you are. Now, that's done it now, that has, mate. In you goes all on you. To the old station. Thank you, C Division Band. And now... The first case, the Crown versus Charlie Crippen.
We've done him, legal Crown.
Oh.
He's been done.
Have we, legal men? Oh. Well, next, the Crown versus the Houses of Parliament.
What's the charge?
Loitering with intent to govern, my lad.
Where is the calcitrant?
Over here!
Oh. Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo!
Members of the jury... You have just heard the evidence. Yoo-hoo! Have you reached a decision?
Yes, we want to go home.
Oh, But what of the prisoners?
Guilty, my lad.
You swine, Critbite. You've made England's government homeless.
You passed the act, Chubb.
Don't worry, folks. Come home, don't worry, folks. I'm over here, folks.
Yoo-hoo.
It's all right, folks. The Minister of Transport made available to us a number 138 tram, which the government boarded at the Elephant and Castle.
And so Parliament was reassembled.
Yes, it was wonderful to hear the opening speech.
Members of Parliament, hold tight.
On members. Hello, James. We'll take up the agenda where we left off.
The statue of the leather statue will be removed tomorrow, and the hand rule to back the statue of Raleigh will be unveiled by Barbara Keller's 50th cousin, Jim Feather of Leeds, Ontario. A camel. The color of the dustman's uniform.
Yes,
wait. Okay.
The dustman's uniforms will be a... See the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Yes, dear, 533 tickets to Trafalgar Square.
543 tickets, you say?
Yes,
dear. One... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
Anybody sit down here?
Get off, you spotty Herbert. This is a private tram.
Oh, good. I like traveling in private.
Hold this man in the direction of us.
You touch me, and you see what you get.
What?
Measles.
The scene, the measles ward of the Battersea Dogs Hospital.
Nurse, nurse! Oh, nurse! The screens, nurse! Oh, get that tree away from my bed, will you?
Coming!
Oh, dear! That's better.
Please, Major, do you mind?
What?
I'm trying to hold a meeting of Parliament over here. Now, gentlemen, about this statue.
Mr. Seagull, the show is underrunning. Could we spread it out a bit more?
Spread it. Okay.
Oh, spread it. Yes, yes, sir. Do spread it.
Jane Nuttall. We are in a moment of heartache.
Yes. You're right. You are right,
I say, we weren't really behind time. I told them a fib. And I must say, I did enjoy it. And just to show the mood I'm in, I'm going to pop this paper bag.
Oh, you swine, I was in there. Hello, everybody.
What were you doing in my paper bag?
I was doing my world-famous impressions of wrapped fruit. Love, my uncle. I would like to do my well-known impression of Major Bladnor. Oh.
The screens, nurse, quick! Screens! Oh.
I'm glad that you like the classics.
Hello, Bottle.
Oh, hello, Carl.
Hello.
Ah, where have you been all the week, then? You wasn't there at school, was you?
No, I know that.
Who told you?
I went and looked at a school window, and I wasn't there. Oh, Well, I went home. And when I got back home, guess what happened?
You saw Irene Grange held in a twig.
No.
I gave up. I don't know what happened.
Oh, now I'll never know.
You twit of a child, you. Just for that, I'll give you Ray Ellington right in your luggles.
Wow.
Lenny, Ray Ellington.
Great Statue Debate Part 3, the, if you will pardon the expression, unveiling.
Transport complete.
Hooray. This is indeed a very graphic description of the nature of our vocational activity, you see.
Chut to you too.
What?
Why have you got the statue in a push cart?
Oh, dear, man.
Oh, dear.
We were ordered to do it.
Yes, we were definitely ordered to do it.
Yeah. You'll all get running if you don't get a move on.
Get the copper!
Wow! It's the strolling politicians' lot. Take that!
And so the great trek began. 530 politicians and one man, tramping the country, and at their head, an ordinary tobacco statue, which was believed to be dead.
Oh, on members.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's so good. The plates. Oh. We must force an entry back into the Houses of Parliament.
Yes, you're quite right, of course. Here we are, the government of England showing the countryside over it, living off the fat of the land and the thin of the sea. Did you hear that, Moriarty?
Only the words.
Curse, and we don't know the formula. Here, hold this piece of burnt rubber.
Ah!
Now,
Stand on your head in this bowl of kneecap soup. Keep these stale fish bones clenched between your French knees. And tie this cheese knife to your ear. At the same time, strapping these glucose pencils around your ankles.
Got it?
There. I shall always remember you like that.
Wonderful to be in love again. Wait a minute, look.
What?
Here comes Neddy Sealune on the British government.
Quick, unroll this luxury cardboard lounge. Hello, Neddy.
Hello.
Inflate these rubber trousers and sit down.
No, thank you. I'm perfectly comfortable on this razor blade.
I have decided that you can have the Houses of Parliament back, provided you give us the uncooked portion of England.
But none of it's cooked.
Oh. Then we shall have to eat it raw. Moriarty, the spoons.
Thank you.
And here in return is the uncooked portion of England.
Yes, that's it on, Mims. Just shovel it into this American safe deposit. And here in return are the keys to Parliament.
Ah, it's great to be back.
Yes, that little sojourn taught
all us politicians a lesson. No more wasting public time and money.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, he's quite right. No more wasting time and money. Now, gentlemen, about this leather statue, I think it ought to face east.
Don't be silly. Think of where the moss would go. Very uncomfortable.
I do go. Yes, please. Thank you.
That was the two, Mr. Wayland Quartet, Max Del Rey, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, John Antrobus, and Rabelais. Announcer, Wallace Kingsley. The program was produced by Charles Chilton.